coming up on episode number 288. Well, it's a cover story featuring the definitive punk rock band from London. It's The Clash coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is January 25th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you a cover story. You know those cover stories, where I play several songs that all have to do with one artist. Maybe they're all covers of that artist, or maybe one of them is a cover by that artist. Tonight, it's The Clash. Joe Strummer, Mick Jones, Paul Simonon, Topper Hedden, Head-On. Maybe not the first British punk rock band. The Sex Pistols, I think, were the first, but certainly the most definitive and the most influential in punk rock. You're going to hear covers of some of their biggest hits, as well as an Originalville track, something that they covered and made their own. But I really quickly wanted to talk to you about a special request show that I've got coming up on February 11th. Had a listener email in from Savannah, Georgia, Justin, and his friend is off in Afghanistan or Iraq. I'm not sure where he's fighting, but he suggested that I put together a request show and solicit dedications to soldiers, sailors, airmen, whatever, that are serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. And if you put an audio comment in there, I'll add the audio comment. What I'll do is make the show at least 60 minutes, maybe 70, so that you can burn it on a CD and send it out there to your loved one. I know that Justin is going to send a copy to his friend, and maybe we can arrange to send a few extra copies to the folks out there that are serving. So whether you're from the U.S. or London or, you know, the U.K. or wherever you're listening to this show, if you do know somebody who is serving over there in Iraq or Afghanistan, send in a request via email. You can also call your request in at 206-222-COVER and get those to me by February. let's say the 9th, Friday the 9th, and that gives me time to put together the show for that Sunday. All right? Let's see if we can get something to pass the time out there until we can bring them back home. All right, let's get into the music here. We had a request for this one. It's Captain Tractor and their cover of London Calling. You'll find this on their 1995 album East of Edson. Here's Captain Tractor.
draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, so we ain't got no hide, except for the warm, the yellowy eyes.
The exchange is coming, the sun's coming in, and just stop running, the week is broken. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, this London is drowning.
I live by the river.
Darling, you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you're mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, then we'll be told. If I quit, then we'll be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me. If you don't want to set me free, exactly whom I'm supposed to be, I don't know which clothes to.
Should I, oh, whoops, should I stay or should I go by Living Color from the remastered version of their album Vivid. Those guys in Living Color actually got back together, about 3 years ago after like 6 years or something. They, I guess they had their first tour in 2001 after not touring for 6 years, and then they released a new album in 2003. I think Corey Glover, who's the lead singer, was involved, but I'm not sure. I'll have to do a little bit more. A little more research on that. I know he was in the band Head Fake, but not sure if he was in the reunited Living Color. Before that, oh, you know what? That was a request. Let me tell you who requested that, shall I? That was a request by Matt in Dublin, California. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear a second request of Matt's. He had a couple ideas for a Clash cover story. Another request later on the show. Before that, you heard London Calling, and I'll straighten out my tongue here, by Captain Tracker from 1995's East of Edson. And that was a request by Derek from Portland, Oregon. Well, let's do an Originalville track. This is where I play a track that was more popular as a cover than it was by the original artist. Or in this case, it was more popular by The Clash as a cover in their library. I don't know if it necessarily had more attention, but being a part of the Clash's library certainly got more airplay on the stations that I listen to. It's originally by Junior Mervin, and it comes from an album, the title the same thing. It's Police and Thieves, released in 1976, just a year or two before the Clash released it on their album. Here's Junior Mervin with Police and Thieves.
Police and thieves in the street, fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street, oh yes, scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. From Genesis to Revelations, yeah, the next generation will be.
Police and thieves in the street.
wins a nomination. Police and thieves. Police, police and thieves. Police and thieves.
Stand by me.
Not alone.
Stand by me.
Stand by me.
Not alone.
No way.
Stand by me.
Stand by me.
Not alone.
No way.
Stand by me.
Stand by me.
Not alone.
No.
Annie Lennox from the album Medusa, which I'm amazed that I don't think I've played anything from Medusa in the 2.5 years I've been doing this show. But going out to Wayne, who requested that, as well as Carrie from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Cuyahoga? I think that's how you pronounce it. Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. That's Train in Vain from Annie Lennox's excellent cover album, Medusa, which I'd say is one of the best cover albums in the past. Well, like all covers by a single artist. Tori Amos's Strange Little Girls is a good one to pick up. Medusa is a good one to pick up. There's just a lot of really good cover albums. I guess I can't say it's one of the best, but it's one of them. It's one of the cover albums that are out there. Before that, you heard Police and Thieves by Junior Mervin from the album of the same name. It was one of the earlier Clash songs. And actually, the Clash got their start in 1979. As a matter of fact, the anniversary was yesterday, January 24th. 1979, the Clash released their first single in the United States, and it was a cover of all things, of the Crickets' I Fought the Law, which was also made popular by the Bobby Fuller Four, and more recently, by Green Day. So a little bit of trivia for you there. Always good. Let's jump into another track here. This is a track called Somebody Got Murdered. I mentioned that Matt had a couple of requests on this show. Here's a second one. Matthew Ryan and his cover of Somebody Got Murdered here on Coverville.
Some old guy takes a swig and passes back. but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. Some is rich and some is poor, and that's the way the world is. But I don't believe in lying back and saying how bad your luck is. Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. So we came to jazz it up. We never loved to shovel. Break your back to earn your pay, and don't forget to grovel. Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. Imagine if all the boys in jail could get out now together. What do you think they'd want to say to us while we were being clever? Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. Daddy was a bank robber, but he never hurt nobody. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money.
That's a bank robber done a cappella by a group that is still together, still putting out some good music. It's Chumbawamba. Yeah, this is an album that came out last year called Sing Song and a Scrap, which was a collection of folk, some folk and some a cappella stuff. But they're still together. They've stripped down to about a four-person band and have refined their sound. It's not the Get Knocked Down. What was that? Tub Thumping was the name of that track, yeah. With that, we are going to close out this edition of Coverville. Before that, you heard... Oh, I'm sorry. That was a request by Darren T. from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Darren, for sending that one, or suggesting that one. And then before that, you heard Somebody Got Murdered by Matthew Ryan. And that comes from... My copy comes from, anyway. A CD that came with Uncut Magazine called White Riot, which had a bunch of Clash covers on it. Came out in 2001. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. If you want to make a request or suggestion, please, please, please do it, all right? I'm begging you. You can do it by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com, or you can call the request line 206-222-COVER. Make sure to get those requests and suggestions in. Definitely, if you've got an audio request, if you want to make an audio request, feel free to record it, save it, and email it to me, or just call the request line and make your audio requests for the upcoming dedication to the soldiers fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan show. Again, that'll be on February 11th, so get your requests into me by February 9th, and feel free. You can dedicate it to a specific person. You can dedicate it to dedicate to all of them. Whatever you want to do, go ahead and get those to me. Coming up in the next couple weeks, we will have Coverville Idol, Volume 2, the 1973 Coverville Idol. Working out with the guests right now, the guest judges, and we're going to do things a little bit differently this time. I'll let you know more about it when we get to it, but I listened to your requests and suggestions for how to do it, and I will definitely be taking those and implementing them. I am out in Las Vegas for the next few days, but don't let that make you think that there's nothing that's going to be happening on the Coverville site. Keep your eyes peeled for there might be something. You never know. We'll see what we can do. Maybe another show from the road. Ooh. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly. CacheFly.com.